Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2011, and you are listening to episode 343.
Sorry, Bill is distracting me.
Bill is distracting him. Fuck. I can't talk. What is it?
He was just showing me. Some guy tweeted, oh my god, or OMG and LOL have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, really?
For real.
For real, y'all.
OMG and LOL. Well, that means you can put it in a paper now.
Yes, you can.
Because it's a real word.
And that means you can use it in Scrabble.
You can't use abbreviations in Scrabble.
Oh. It's technically a word, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's like ET.
Eat it. Eat it. 15 points.
Okay, so episode 343?
343.
Do you know, here in a few days, my 5-year anniversary of doing this podcast is coming up?
That's amazing.
Actually, the end of April. I'm a liar. It's like April 19th or something like that.
Well, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be a few days.
So yeah, 5 years of doing this, which reminds me, I need to purchase the domain name again.
Okay.
It's like $4 or $5 or something.
Not
a year. So yeah, 5 years of doing this crap. Crap, really. But it's fun. What do we got to talk about today? We got answers. We got answers, y'all, to questions.
To your questions.
And then I have a few other things to talk about, and then we'll just get the hell out of here.
Give us something to eat. Gets our food on.
Gets our food on.
Let's go to breadsticks. I don't know.
Breadsticks. You're so gay.
Glee made me gay, guys.
I don't know. I want something good and spicy.
Nah, I'm looking for something bad.
That wasn't funny.
Yes, it was.
Something bad. Okay, we can go to CC's. They have those here.
They just got one not long ago.
Here?
No, not too long ago.
Oh, I guess in Nebraska?
Yeah. They did. Someone's playing footsies with me.
Oopsies.
You might hear
La La Lauren come in at the same time we're recording. I don't know.
La La.
I love you, Lala.
And your big old titties.
Big old boobas.
Boobas.
So yeah, we have some questions to answer from Joe, Scott, and Anonymous.
Could you
please remove those sunglasses?
No.
I cannot take you serious with those sunglasses. No, keep them on, actually. You can keep them on.
Yeah, yeah.
They're cracking me up.
They're good shit.
You remind me of a Powderpuff Girl.
The big ol' eyes.
Is it Powderpuff or Powerpuff?
Powerpuff.
Oh, that's what you remind me of.
Mm.
It looks like you have a big old crazy 8 up on your face.
I'm Bubbles.
Hi. Bubbles, like Michael Jackson's Bubbles.
No, that's Blanket. Oh, Bubbles the monkey. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I should laugh or think that's a racist comment.
Oh, man.
OMG, you can say it now.
OMG.
It's a real world.
It's for real. It's official.
Real word.
It's a real word.
Oh, no. I thought that was a lot more than that. So, all right, let's answer these questions.
I think maybe we should wait till the end of the show. Make them wait a little longer.
That is good. That is. Or we can release one question at a time throughout the show.
Maybe. God, you're so full of good ideas.
I want to take a picture of those glasses so bad.
You should.
I can't.
Put them on your guest.
Oh, yeah. We can do it. We can put it on our guest, and then we'll take a picture.
We'll
take
a picture.
Or we can do it afterwards. We don't have to do it now. Okay, okay, we can do it now. Whatever.
Do it myself.
It's, oh, yeah.
Bill, do it yourself.
So imagine these glasses on someone that you have never seen
on
before.
The drawings that you're going to submit. They're going to
see
the drawings.
Yeah, and you have to incorporate these glasses
yes.
in this drawing.
Otherwise, you'll be disqualified.
So it's answer number question number one.
What was
What's
question number one? All right. Question number one was ASL. But I think I might skip that because you guys already know.
You're definitely female.
I'm totally a femme.
And your location is Guatemala.
Mm, I moved to Puerto Rico.
Same thing.
It's not here.
No, you moved to Florida.
That's to Florida. Guys, Ricky did not move from Florida.
No,
just like
I'm still here.
Bill's doing a photo shoot.
I know, right? Damn, girl.
Face, face, face. Give me face. Ding dong.
Let me put this on.
Mute. So you know that. Age, sex,
and your
location.
Age? They don't know your age, do they?
Well, we talked about how a few years ago I had my 21st, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 24.
True.
I'll be 25 in the year of 2011.
God, I'm right.
Old. I'll kill myself.
I'm a baby.
It's like on the dinosaur show.
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Oh, on The Land Before
Not
Time?
Not Mama.
No, that's that, no. No, it's the dinosaurs. It was dinosaurs. It was a...
I don't remember
the Mama. Love the Mama.
That is called Dinosaurs?
It's called Dinosaurs.
I don't remember.
It was...
What was it on?
I don't remember. It was an older show.
Sorry, Coke Zero does that to me.
Ooh. Whoa. Who'd that be? All right,
oh.
So... When will we actually get to see James LeRoy? I don't know. TBD. TBD. Yeah,
the pictures.
Of who? Oh, did he send them to you?
Because he looks so much different.
Than I do.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
When we're going to see
the
James.
Dinosaur. Oh, when are we going to see James LeRoy?
TBD.
Well.
To be determined. You guys
what the drawings that are submitted,
we'll put
that's
those
what
up.
He will look like.
The...
And
okay.
We'll make sure that I'm going to probably try these on, even though I don't have my
that's
contacts
cool.
in. I
that's
won't be able to see anything.
No worries. Yeah. Well, submit
those
pictures.
You can always
pictures.
Take a picture of me,
submit
too.
Those pictures. Ooh, they look
go.
Fabulous
Do
on
I
you.
Look wonderful?
You look good.
I don't have my facial hair anymore. Are you going to take a picture of me? Wait, should
you,
I?
You look like Elton.
Should I hold my microphone while I'm singing?
Hey, it's Mariah Carey.
Let me know when you're done. Okay. It's
no.
Okay. It'll do. Another one.
That'll be good.
Can we get like, above
looks,
the breast?
He's not feeling so good today.
I feel famous.
Famous show. That's what those glasses
no,
do
Elizabeth
to you.
Elizabeth Taylor died. I'm sad. That's my wife.
And they're
like
going to protest. There's still people going to
oh,
protest.
Oh, Westboro Baptist Church. Fuck them.
Motherfuckers.
I don't know how loud that's going to be with me holding that.
It, I don't think it was terrible loud. But no.
Let me see. Oh, you're going to send them to me? Okay. Yeah. Fucking Westboro Baptist Church. They can, like, eat a dick and die. Because I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of them. It's not
how
even
rude. How rude is that?
No. That's so ridiculous.
She just died.
Aren't they, like, from your state?
No.
Oklahoma. Oh, same thing. Whatever. Yeah, so she died, and it's sad. And a lot of people always ask me every time I say my name, oh, how's Elizabeth? She's fucking dead now. Thanks for asking. Is what I want to say.
What?
And they go, oh, the Richard Burton? I'm like, no, he's dead.
No.
I wish I had money, though. Oh, that was... Oh.
Jesus. Bailey, gotta calm down with that.
Mama needs her vibrator. Are they all from you?
Yes.
Is that your phone going off, too?
No.
Oh.
Makes it kind of sad.
Okay, I have to take these off because they're giving me a headache. And I need to put my glasses on because that's why I can't
that's why
see
you have a headache.
No.
Let's
so,
see.
So, All right, next subject. We'll do a question here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds well.
What do you got to talk about?
I've done my question.
That's all you have to talk about?
What?
Like your list? Do you have more stuff to talk about on the list?
I don't know.
I kind of got bitchy there for a second.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that would be fun.
Should we ask him for ideas?
Yes.
Okay. So, we were at a place, what was it called?
Danny's.
Oh, the Rapist Lounge.
The Rapist Lounge. With the bartender that's like, just to let you guys know. No, I'll explain this. The bartender leans over. By the way, this place is inside a house, which looks like it should be run down.
If that building was not there, we could see right to it.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So this guy leans over, and he's leaning over in the bar and like yelling to us.
But how long have we been there?
Not even 10 minutes.
Five.
Not even. Like, you guys were probably there for 2 minutes, and then we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy leans over, and he's like, just so you guys know, there's no waitress, so you'd have to come up to the bar to order drinks. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. We didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so you should do that soon.
This isn't a place for... What did he say? This isn't a place to...
This isn't a place to...
Or,
and he didn't finish his sentence.
And I was like...
We're just all sitting there like, okay, we'll be there in a second. He leaves, and we're like, mm-mm. Rude.
And what... Bill asked me, and he goes, oh, what do you want? I'm like, I need a better attitude. That really made me mad.
That was a little pissy.
It's not like we were there, and we, like, looked homeless, or we were, like...
Or
asking people for money.
Or there were people there.
There was no one there.
Yeah.
Those people at the bar.
Except those drunk bitches at the bar.
But that kind of made me angry. It almost made me not want to stay.
Yeah,
I mean...
I was about the same way.
I could have left and I'd been fine with that.
Right.
But I didn't. And I had a few cocktails and things got better.
There you go.
A lot better.
A lot better. It did get a lot better.
I still liked it there. I mean, it's pretty neat and I kind of like it. So,
yeah, it's cool.
A lot of hipsters go there, though. Which usually smell up the place.
It was very Coke chic.
Yes, very much so.
Cracked.
You don't even have to go anywhere. You just do it where you're sitting.
Cracked and couture.
Yeah. And they had what was like killing me is they had the windows covered like in fabric. I guess like a box with fabric. And it totally looked like it was daylight outside, but it looked like you were, like, literally in a crap rape house, and you were going to be, like, chopped to death.
Did you ever see Wet Hot American Summer?
Yes.
It was kind of like when they go into the city, when they're getting drugged up. It's so funny. So we were there talking.
I'll go there again.
I'd go there.
So what happened was we got an idea.
It's a fun one. We're going to throw a tea party.
Yes, with a lot of tea bagging, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a tea party here in Chicago, and we're going to have it on
the roof
of the building that I live in, which is going to be awesome. Of course, we're going to do it when it's a little warmer.
I know, we're going to do it tomorrow, right? When it's, freezing?
But Bill said we had to wear our, what were the hats?
The pearls and the
Say Something hats.
Say Something hats.
Which would not be the sombreros in there.
Yeah.
No, that's Mexican.
Going to
racist.
We're going to wear our Say Something hat, but are we going to add accessories? Or did we decide on that? That was the debate.
Yeah.
But we need pearls, too.
We do need pearls.
I'm totally going to wear those gloves that go up to your armpits.
To your armpit.
Armpits.
But yeah, we want to have a tea party, and we're going to have like little pastry things, and of course, people that are other podcasters in Chicago that we like. I pretty much like all of them. So it doesn't matter. They may be invited also.
Yeah,
but
we could turn it into like a podcast event.
We could,
maybe.
But I don't know how comfortable I feel about total strangers knowing where I live.
That too.
Maybe we can have another building say, oh, can we...
can we use your roof?
Can we have a party on your roof?
Party.
On your roof.
Party.
But I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Well, it all stemmed from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Had a get-together at his house, and they did a potato soup bake-off, which was awesome. It was really good.
And there was a lactose-free potato
soup. That shit was the bomb. Was
that was
one.
Pretty good.
I'm sorry.
It was good.
Yours was second. And the lesbians last.
See, this is how I put it. Very
no
nice,
salt.
Nicely. No salt. Sodium free.
How did you put it? Very nicely.
The lesbians did a very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bill made
traditional.
It
had
traditional.
Dumplings.
It was more traditional than the other two.
Oh, true.
And then, don't start.
I know my potato soup.
Please. And if my potato soup was there, everyone would be shitting their pants.
No, they wouldn't because they'd be stocked up.
We'll have the gallon of whole milk.
And like 14 cups of cheese, probably.
Something like that. I mean, I like to make it.
And then Bill's had,
was it fire roasted
corn?
Fire
roasted corn.
Poblano.
That was good.
And it had, didn't it have bacon? You had bacon.
Bacon.
Well, you had
there
bacon
was,
and cheese for all of it, right?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Bacon, cheese, and scallions.
But
that was really for mine, though.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And then
don't
the
be putting that shit on other people's.
Non-dairy people.
Had a chorizo, soy milk with
yeah.
ground cashews.
With ground cashews.
If you guys can hear that.
Here, Bill, speak into the mic.
It was a soy milk with ground cashews and chorizo.
What's chorizo?
Spanish sausage.
Chorizo.
Spicy
sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, not tur. Chur.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little sausage chunks in it?
Yeah. I didn't really pay attention to that because it was really good. So
yeah.
I'm like, whatever.
That was delicious.
Ew.
Oh, acid reflex.
I burped. Nasty.
Grossy.
So anyway, we're going to have a tea party and we're going to have our say something hats. And I really feel that I need to wear a Moomoo or something.
I've got an aunt you can borrow a couple from.
And we can go to a toy store or something. We can buy parcels?
Parasols.
That's
cute.
Oh,
we totally could make it granny. It's granny tea party.
Yeah.
Granny tea party.
Must be wearing say something that granny panties.
Ooh, granny panties.
Well, most of the girls probably already have their granny panties.
You mean their period panties?
Yes. Period panties. Which are all white, but that one area.
And we know what area.
Ew.
I don't like periods.
It's natural, people.
It's natural to bleed for so weak. Last Thursday,
I went to Big Chicks, and I was there with Kevin and Tim, and lo and behold, Jim and Bill show up with their friends, and I was actually shocked to see them there because they usually... I don't see them often on Thursdays there. And I see them, and then I ask them, so why didn't you tell me you were coming out? And they're like, because we're too good for you.
Damn.
I know, rude.
Damn, Bill.
I do not remember that.
Of course you don't, because you had like 9 pitchers of some kind of alcohol.
There have been 3 pitchers of sangria.
I thought it was 4.
With a lesbian.
It was 4.
Oh, we paid for 3.
Yeah.
The fourth one for free.
Of sangria, and then they got there, and then things got crazy.
Got a little cray-cray.
Not so much crazy, we just started drinking a lot. And
I showed up.
I ran into a lot of cute boys there. And then, huh?
And then I showed up a little
yes,
later.
Yes, you showed up a little later, and you were like on crack or something. I don't
pretty
know
much.
What the deal was. You were like shaking. And,
where's my rock?
Yeah.
Where's my rock?
Crack is whack, but gee.
Whenever I think of crack, I think of Dave Chappelle.
The crackhead?
Yeah.
And
he's doing
so
Fear Factor.
Yeah, you got your nipple bruised by a lesbian.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, a lesbian bit me right on the titty. And I think it's still bruised.
Is it bruised still?
It hurts. I think it has cancer in it.
You got cancer. Booby
so
cancer.
High-fived.
With a lesbian.
And the lesbian continued to touch me inappropriately.
Uh-oh.
I was surprised. And she also gave me a little tongue.
You made out with her?
You didn't see that?
No.
She forced him.
Yeah.
She requested.
Give me the tongue.
Oh.
I was afraid she's going to bite my tongue off.
Bite it off.
I'm going to bite that tongue off.
Don't open your mouth.
Don't open your mouth. all the while, she's also hitting everybody up in that place and knocking their beers over. And I came home with a beer all down my shoe, inside my shoe. But it was good times.
Nice.
And I woke up kind of sick the next morning.
Oh, really?
I was not feeling good. Even though I ate, like, a whole pack of crackers. They were, like, sesame seed crackers. Kevin was, like, giving them to me. I was like, oh, my God, these crackers are so good.
Are they vegan? All crackers are vegan.
And then I was like, no, Ritz crackers have butter on them. And that's...
When you told me that story, you said saltines.
Yeah. And then, what night did that go out? And, the cell block, when I went out to cell block. Kevin and Tim were there.
Yeah.
And we left and then went to Jackhammer. And we were there until like 2:30 and then we went home. But we decided that we're going to walk through a McDonald's and order through the drive-thru. Which, at first, they did not care too much for. Because you're supposed to have a car. Hi.
Excuse me.
But they let us order, actually. And it was fucking good. I had two double cheeseburgers and a large fry.
Oh, those are so good.
And I have not had McDonald's like that in probably a good 6 months. So when I woke up the next morning, it was not pretty. And when I say it was not pretty, I mean Kevin's bathroom.
Oh, Kevin.
And it was even worse because Tim had just got out of taking a shower, so it was, like, really steamy and hot in there, and it was kind of, like, hotboxing myself in there.
That reminds me when I was in high school, there was a bathroom in one of the wings that you'd go to, and when you were taking a poopy, it had
really
radiator
a
heat. You took a poopy. Shut your mouth. You were sitting next to the heater, so you'd be sweating your balls off trying to take a shit.
Like, literally.
Literally. I think my balls dropped into the water.
I had that problem.
Oh,
that sucks, actually. But oh well. Look, someone's driving their house around.
He's homeless.
Did we talk about that on the last show?
No, we talked about it a few shows back.
Oh, so we did talk about it though.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, big chicks and drunken nights, and that was awesome. So we have I have a party to go to on Saturday. We have a party.
Do we want to answer a question before we
start? Oh, yes. Let's answer a question.
Let's do a couple.
How long have we been recording? Minus the editing?
Yeah, like about 15. 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. This is going to be a while. Are you, in fact, bootylicious, says Joe. Do you think I'm bootylicious?
Well, it depends on what you mean by bootylicious.
Well, you
do
don't
you have a
have
booty
the booty
to have a licious.
I do
you
not
don't
have
a booty to be bootylicious.
Right.
You have a bootylicious attitude.
Girl.
Girl.
Girl, you got she-mail.
Yeah, he's bootylicious, I guess. Whatever.
I guess. I don't know. It depends on my drawings.
Right.
On my drawings.
Y'all, when you draw James, you're going to have to draw him with his booty and what you think his booty looks like.
A bootylicious-ness.
With his glasses.
Okay, next question is pop tunes, show tunes, or not tunes at karaoke? Or no tunes at karaoke?
Well, I think since you go to show tunes,
occasionally,
that you probably sing those, right?
I do sing some.
So
I'm not really too knowledgeable.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
So I would say shouldn't.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
You don't like them.
I'm kidding.
I would say, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of doing karaoke. It's always fun to go to karaoke and watch everybody else flub up.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to actually sing and be good at it. Because I'm a perfectionist.
That's fun.
Wow.
Next question.
Anyway, so pretty much, I like all types of music, except for not in the gospel or rap.
Would you consider Christmas music gospel music?
No.
Because I really like Christmas music, even though I don't believe in, like,
Christmas music.
The story.
Is it weird that I'm really looking forward to this Christmas already?
Is it weird that I have a Christmas playlist that I play all year long?
No, because I do too.
Sometimes when I'm in the mood, like if I want to give a gift or receive a gift, I'll play some Christmas music. Well, that'd be... I mean, I guess it's fun when you can sing, but there's, I guess... Well, I don't know.
No, whatever. Next question. Is Britney or Gaga and Madonna, Madonna or Janet? Madonna.
I think Gaga.
I would say Gaga. I'm more of a Gaga than Britney.
I think Janet.
I'm Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
I really think the question should have been Mariah Carey or Mariah Carey and Mariah Carey.
Or Mariah Carey.
Which you would have chosen Madonna.
Elephant, please. All right. So the party this weekend.
Yeah, we have a 80s, 90s party. If I show up and I'm the only 90s person, I'll be pissed.
Late 80s, early 90s.
I'll be mad if I'm the only person that shows up at the 90s and look like an idiot. Because I have to wear that in public. Which is nothing compared to what he's going to have.
Oh my god, I'm afraid now, looking
you
at the weather.
You should totally
get
wear
your leg warmers.
Yes. Tights under them. What that tastes like?
Pringles. Chew the Pringles.
Yeah, you should totally get the shiny leg warmers.
I've got...
Or the
gold
pantyhose.
Gold
LeMay. Stretch pants you can wear.
I could do that. But I don't think I would go color-wise.
It doesn't matter. It was the 80s. There was no colors that went together.
Pretty much, I'm going as a let's get physical video.
Right. Do you have your headband and your
No,
wrist
we need to go do that.
Yeah.
We should do that tomorrow.
Okay.
We need to get Bill's costume too.
What do I have?
You have your.
I have to check my
you got to catch a challenger. Oh my god.
Well,
that's cool as long as you're not double working. That's fine.
That's why I have it because, you know,
what,
last
what
week. What,
your
iCal? Yeah, my iPad. Actually, tomorrow afternoon I'm busy, or evening, because Roger and I hang out.
I'm not implying anything.
He's funny, actually. He's pretty funny. We were talking last night, we were laughing our asses off in the bakery. Because we went to the same place we had dinner last week, and we went to the same bakery, which they have free coffee on Wednesdays. It's really good.
Yeah.
But they close at 10, and they like to turn the lights on really super bright at 9:59. So they're in charge, and they're get the fuck out. It's Taste of Heaven.
You mean
that's
Big Chicks?
Taste of Heaven.
You mean they do it Big Chicks?
I was going to say I haven't been at Big Chicks long enough to close, but I have, because
you
last
did.
Week I was
last
there.
They're they do last call at 9:50, and then start kicking you out at 9:52. Drink up your drink. Go.
9:50? It was 2:00, wasn't it?
You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
9:50.
You mean at the bar, at the restaurant. Okay, yeah.
But yes, it was late.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2.
Yeah, it was real late. And I was really drunk.
They like to kick you out. They're like, we're done.
They
go.
Were tired. They were, no, get out.
No.
What?
I still got a drink.
I don't got to work.
You just gave me a drink.
Right? They sure will pour you a drink 5 minutes before you have to leave.
Yeah.
And they expect you to guzzle that shit out.
Yep.
Which
and
I
then
don't
they
know if I finished my drink.
And then they send you out.
Into the street where the homeless people are asking for money. And I'm like, dude, I just spent all my money on alcohol.
Put your phone away. Put your phone away.
I'm totally do that. I'm totally aware now. Like when I walk from Fullerton here.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
Because last night it was around 11.
You
walk
from Fullerton stop from here?
Yeah, because the bus stops at 10 here. So I have to walk from Fullerton here. Which is exciting sometimes. Especially when I have to walk under the scary bridge, which...
With Blagojevich.
Always, yeah, but I always walk on the side, there's a little bit of sidewalk, and then the huge columns, and then there's a really big piece of sidewalk that's closest to the bank,
mm-hmm.
or the side of the... So I always walk on the skinny sidewalk.
Do you?
But then I'm thinking, oh god, I'm gonna get tagged by a beer bottle or something.
Yeah, you are.
So yes, 90s party, we totally... I'm wearing overalls with a tie-dyed shirt under it. And what kind of people are going to be there? Is it a straight gay thing? Or
bears.
Bears. So I should definitely only wear underwear under that. overalls then.
Right.
Make sure you wear your Saturday underwear.
And your new me.
Mm. I don't know if I want to wear Saturday. I think I have a cuter pair of underwear I like to wear.
Whatever.
Underwear that's more, it shows more enhancement, I believe. And that does not mean stuffed.
This is my stuff pair. My porn
and
star
I'm wearing
pair.
Converse shoes, and I'm trying to find a hat to wear.
A blossom hat.
Yeah, but I can't find anywhere. I went to like the Buffalo Exchange and stuff, and I couldn't find anything there. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Hmm.
If I can't find a hat, I may not even go.
Wow.
But there's also a game night going on that night.
Where's that? Who's that?
A different group of bears.
Oh, is this the separation of bears?
Right.
Oh, okay.
I can get into both.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where we're at. Okay. Well, let's talk about more questions.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the guy on the train.
Yeah. Joe asked, "Your taste in men: Ryan Reynolds, Bradley Cooper, Jake Gyllenhaal."
We answered that already.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did. You said Ryan Reynolds.
I would say I'd want Ryan Reynolds' body, but none of them though pique my interest.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
No. Oh, come on.
Yes.
If you put Ryan Reynolds' head,
I would do
you
it.
Were, you were totally fat into him the other day. Fat, 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 fat.
What?
I did not see that, but I kind of guessed that you were from your look that you gave me.
I'm confused.
You know what fat, fat, fat is?
No.
Masturbation.
Oh.
No, I don't think I knew that either. Next.
So, who would be your ideal person?
I don't know.
John Candy?
No.
Danny
like
DeVito?
I don't know. No.
Not Seth Rogen. We already talked about that.
No, Seth Rogen's a little too dirty for me.
Mm-mm. He's just perfect.
What's his name from How I Met Your Mother?
The tall guy?
The guy you see gets junk.
Ew, no. No.
Who?
Seth, is his name Seth? No. But
no.
He was in All About Our Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, the tall guy.
Yeah.
John, something
John
S. Jake, his last name's S.
Jingle.
His name is my name, too.
Ba-da-bum-bum.
Whenever I go out, the people always shout.
Do, do, do.
John Jacob Jingle.
Heimer Schmidt. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
His name is Jason
Siegel.
Siegel. He has a big people. Oh!
Paul Rudd.
That was totally overmodulated. You're going to have to probably fix that.
Yeah, I know.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
He's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every movie that he does. He plays like that innocent, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I love it.
He was in How Do You Know? That was a fun movie.
I've not seen that.
It's good.
It's a good movie.
So, yeah, okay, that question's answered, I guess. Do we
by none.
None of the above, and definitely not the black one, so.
No. White is right. Sorry, Joe.
He likes whiteys.
I like whiteys.
So does he. Tay Diggs is married to
Tay
Diggs.
Oh,
Tay Diggs likes whiteys, yeah.
I think I could not be right, but I think Joe's man is white too. I believe. You will have to answer that, Joe. I think so, he is.
Joe, let us know. Let us know, Joe.
Let us know. How?
Let us know, Ho Joe.
Alright. Oh, Ho Joe. Ho
Joe. Folsom or White Party?
Neither.
Do you like Sex in the Streets?
Or Sex
or to get
in a
high
bubbles.
And drunk. And Bubbles.
I would say neither. I'm not on that ground.
I've never been to either one.
Neither have I. I don't think I can
Which
answer
I'm
that.
I'm kind of excited for, what's it, like Pride,
Bear Pride
and Bear Pride,
Bear Pride.
And Market Days. And
Market Days is fine.
I'm kind of excited.
You're more of
time.
A beer bust.
I'm more of a beer bust?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like beer bust too.
Mm-hmm.
How
I'm more
do?
Of
Rob Springer! I know. Excuse me while I get the Q-tip and get the blood out of my ear.
Whatever.
The beer busts in Florida, or in Virginia, how they used to do them is they would tape up the bathrooms and they would have a beer bust and say, okay, each pitcher of beer is $1 or $2. You can keep drinking it that way, but no one can go to the bathroom and use it. So, and you cannot leave. So if anybody leaves, they can't come back in until after the brew fest is over. But you have to stay there and you continue to drink for that much, but no one can use the restroom. And whoever uses the restroom breaks the beer bust, and then it's over, and then people murder them outside.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people go in, like, where it depends when they do this.
And then there's Minneapolis, where you just pay $7 and drink all you want.
Oh, well,
that seems safer. No murders up in here.
But that's how they did them there. They need that here.
Yeah, they
so it's illegal in a lot of states. I don't know about Illinois.
Yeah. It is
in Indiana.
Probably
Nebraska,
illegal.
Too.
No, they don't care.
Next question.
Musical theater.
Jesus!
Our audience member is now our producer.
Let's get this moving, bitches. This is going to be a long show.
It's all right.
It's all good. Musical theater or dramatic theater?
It's a musical.
Favorite movie to quote? That's hard. I do love Saved. And I am filled with grass slope.
The Bible, what'd you say? A Bible is not a weapon.
Yeah. I don't know. Spaceballs is always fun.
I have not seen that since it came out.
We found shit.
I've not seen it since it came out.
Totally Girls Will Be Girls.
Bills is Totally Girls Will Be Girls.
Girls will be girls.
What's your favorite quote from that?
I've had more children pulled out of me.
Yeah,
than
wait.
I've had more children pulled out of me than a burning orphanage.
Too sad.
Oh yeah, I want to say this. Go to threadless.com and buy the t-shirts for Japan and New Zealand.
Hell yeah,
they're selling t-shirts. 100% of the proceeds go to Japan. And they've already done one for New Zealand, so 25% of the proceeds go to rebuilding
the
buildings.
We probably should have said this in the first show.
It's okay. Whatever.
Next question is...
God, we're so wrong.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs, right?
I'm boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like briefs because my chub rubs. No.
I have them on.
I got my salad bags at Rub. I used to be a fat boy.
Oh, that's cute. You said used to.
Oh, cancer! I can just feel cancer.
Aww. I'm gonna go cry.
I like it here.
I think we've got a permanent audience member. any tattoos? I'm not
yes.
gonna say.
Oh. Well, I guess you can make that out too.
I'll say yes, but I won't say what.
Okay.
Steak or chicken? Being from Nebraska, I would say steak. But, do you like chicken?
Really? Can we, like, blow that shit out?
Whatever.
Whatever. I love chicken. I don't eat a lot of beef.
No.
Yesterday I had it for a cheeseburger. And then
Chick-fil-A.
5 days ago I had 2 double cheeseburgers. But that's really not meat.
That's just processed.
And they don't have Chick-fil-A here.
They do in the suburbs. Get Lala to take you out there.
Yeah, I might be going to, I don't know how to say it. Joliet. I might be going out there next week. To see what's up.
I heard that because it's right near Romeoville. That's why they named it Joliet.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
I like that. I think it's cute.
I
approve.
You got the break approval.
We just need to get Oprah to approve, and then everything will be good in the world.
Yeah. Next question is, top or bottom?
V. Versatile?
Maybe.
I could just answer the question.
I would only bottom for the right person.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany or Debbie Gibson?
Deborah Gibson.
I prefer Deborah.
Wait. Never. I'm not gonna.
You shut up.
Go ahead. Say it.
No,
I'm
it's like
say the same thing.
If you say Deborah, that means you like Beauty and the Beast or Broadway days. She was Debbie back in the day.
Whatever. whatever.
Oh, it's really weird. It's almost 6:30 and it's still daylight. That's weird. Sorry.
Last question is, what do you wear while you podcast?
We explained that in the last show. We don't wear anything, and we fondle each other's penises.
And that's how it is for audience members as well.
Yeah, so it's like a three-way hand.
A three-way fondle.
Holding here. A three-way Dutch rudder.
I love that movie.
It's like we're gay, but we're not.
We're gay, but it's not. We're gay.
He has a big penis, too.
Yeah, he does.
My friend Gigi and Nicole are going to go see them do a podcast in Orlando.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I wish I was that famous. Next question.
That was it.
No, I thought... Did we ask Scott's questions?
Yeah.
We answer those?
Box brief, tattoos, steak or chicken,
oh, okay.
Top, bottom, Tiffany, or Debbie.
And we did the anonymous one, too? We did that? What was
Bubbles.
That?
Bubbles. Bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, okay, this is the last story we gotta go. I'm on the train yesterday, on the Brown Line, and this guy walks in with a stroller and a little girl, maybe three and a half, four. So he sits down, and the stroller's beside him, and the little girl, like, wanders off maybe, like, 2 feet away from him. But you know when the train starts, sometimes, for some reason, it goes, you know, it jerks.
Jolt.
So the train jerks. Myself and another guy that's sitting across from me, like, we're sitting in the ones that just you're facing each other, not the row aisles.
Parallel to the walls.
Yeah. So the train jerks, and the little girl was, like,
flew.
Going to go, like, head first into the floor. So we both grab her, you know, to keep her from falling, and the guy flips out on the train. Don't fucking touch my daughter! I have control of her! I mean, just, like, goes off. And I have my headphones on, or headphones in, or earbuds. And I'm like, okay. I was like, oh, my God, is he going to shoot us up? Because I'm really scared now. He totally went off because we kept her from falling. And I was like, what's up with that?
People are.
It's not like I was going to grab her and jump out a window because the train was moving already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he, and then he, like, held her, like,
death
like
grip.
Super close and... Me and the guy were like, okay. Because it wasn't even like, I didn't even register to think not to catch her.
Right, because you're a good person.
Right. I mean, I just did it. I would have done it for like an old person. Maybe not a homeless person.
Ew, you're gross.
maybe if you fall, the crud comes off of you. No, that's mean. But yeah, he totally went off. And then I didn't know if I should feel bad or feel good that. Well, I did the best thing, but now it makes me want to think, oh, well, I guess the next time the kid will just fall. I mean, he went crazy.
He got cray-cray.
Yeah, and I think if he would have had a gun, he might have, like, shot us in the face.
Jesus.
And when he got off the bus, or got off the train with the girl, the lady that was near, she goes, what was his deal? I was just waiting for her to say something like, his daughter wasn't even that cute.
Maybe if she fell, she would have been prettier.
But that was my crazy train story for the week that I have so far. And I was scared.
Maybe that can be segments for us.
Crazy it goes to a lot of stories, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to remind you guys to go to pride48.com and listen to other shows in syndication. Final Monkeys is broadcasted at 8 a.m. on Tuesdays and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Pride 48 is happening September 16th through the 19th in Las Vegas. We'll be doing our show probably from here, unless it's, like, super cheap to get there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we're good.
That's, yeah, we're good.
Give us a call at 206-984-365, 3685, or 863-688. I'm giving my old work number. 863-666-0377. follow us on Facebook under our fan page. You can follow us on Twitter as Foul Monkeys and
James Leroy FM.
And you can also email
jamesleroyfm@gmail.com
or foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And
check us out on Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yes. And is there anything else? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Did you have fun, audience member?
Yes.
Okay.
He's lying.
All right, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.